second son. Still though, he the one of one. Penning his late night thoughts like he's Reverend Run. Combining sermons with the verses, need some medicine. I'm ill-minded, boulders on my shoulders, and they weigh a ton. I gotta shake them off swiftly, bitch, I'm taking off. Ain't no opposition, quite frankly, if we aim at y'all. Flowing viciously and weaving through the mystery. My mama raised a soldier from 96 till infinity.
And welcome back to the Between the Lies podcast, where we deep dive into whatever wicked or warped subject we might find our way into at that given time. Now, I am going to get a little sidetracked today because I'm talking about current events. I was planning on doing the second episode of Podestigate, more into that, and also mentioning Comet Ping Pong Pizza. I'm actively working on that, especially with a case like that. It is extremely important to compile as much research as you fully can into the topic, because otherwise you're just sitting up there talking about things you might know. It's good to be able to pull certain things, including emails, articles at the time, etc. So I'm actively working on that. But today we're going to talk about a few current events that have been sticking out to me. We're going to talk about Ryan Garcia and that entire saga, which of course is of great interest to somebody like me who looks into conspiracies, etc., whatever you want to call them, looks deeper into the world is what I like to call it. We're also going to be talking about Boeing. There was a whistleblower speaking out against some of the safety standards or lack thereof of Boeing airplanes, which is one of the main companies, especially in the United States. So he was speaking out against that. And unfortunately, it looks like he met his untimely demise. And they're saying that it's a suicide. But we know about these suicides that don't really look like suicides. And a lot of people want this particular man dead. And now he's dead. We also have reports of a week before or days before him being extremely happy and his family saying that he would never do anything to harm himself. And lastly, we're going to go over Trails Carolina, which of course is in Carolina, if you didn't figure that out already. Nonetheless, recently in the last month or so, a 12-year-old boy was found deceased just 24 hours after attending what they call Trails Carolina, which is apparently a reform camp for boys and girls, teenagers, who are literally kidnapped in the middle of the night legally. Their parents sign them up to be kidnapped and taken to this place sometimes for 90 plus days. I know some people don't last that long and there's different circumstances for everybody, but it will be another example of how this institution, how is it still allowed to be open? There are a lot of weird things going on with the death of the 12-year-old boy there as well that we'll talk about. So first and foremost, I want to talk about Boeing. Let's start it off there because it's your classic whistleblower ends up dead story. And I just want to bring it home because at the end of the day, this is a common story and it's happening right in front of our eyes. I did have a conversation with a close friend of mine earlier in this week, and he talked about the elites and the powers that be in a context of they're not even trying to hide it anymore. So when we speak about this specific story, keep in mind that it's not exactly being hidden too well. It's kind of out in the open, and so is everything. The Satanism, the politics, just everything all at once. So the whistleblower's name about Boeing is John Burnett. He had worked for Boeing for three long decades until his retirement in 2017 on the grounds of a health scare or something of the sort. Now, in 2019, John Burnett told the BBC that under-pressure workers have been deliberately fitting substandard parts to aircrafts on the production line. He also said he had uncovered serious problem with the oxygen systems, which could mean that one in four breathing masks would not work in a health scare or emergency. He said soon after starting to work in South Carolina, he had become concerned that the push to get new aircrafts built meant the assembly process was rushed and safety was being compromised, something the company adamantly denied. He later told the BBC that workers had failed to follow proper procedures intended to track components throughout the factory, allowing defective components to go missing. He even said in some cases, substandard parts had even been removed from scrap bins and fitted to planes that were being built to prevent delays on the production line. Wow. He also claimed that tests on emergency oxygen systems due to be fitted to the 787 showed a failure rate of 25%, again, meaning that one in four of those oxygen masks would fail to deploy in a real-life emergency. Mr. Barnett said that he alerted managers to his concerns, but no one had taken any action. Now, Boeing denied his assertions. However, a 2017 review by the U.S. regulator, the Federal Aviation Administration, did uphold some of Mr. Barnett's concerns. It established that the location of at least 53 non-conforming parts in the factory was completely unknown and that they were considered lost. Boeing was ordered to take remedial action. On the oxygen cylinders issue, the company said that in 2017 it had identified some oxygen bottles received from the supplier that were not deploying properly, but it adamantly denied that any of them were actually fitted on any aircraft. Now, after retiring, he embarked on a long-running legal action against the company. He accused it of denigrating his character and hampering his career because of the issues he pointed out, charges that were rejected by Boeing. So in the beginning of March 2024, he was actually providing legal information and starting a case against Boeing and providing some of this information not only to Boeing's lawyers, but his own. And of course, with this type of case, Boeing is already under intense scrutiny for the type of things that we're talking about here, some of these safety issues and regulations. So you can only imagine that had this case gone forward, that there would have been even more stories about Boeing. And let's be honest, the airline industry is extremely profitable. Boeing itself, let's see, in 2023 actually reported an annual revenue of $77 billion for Boeing alone. That doesn't include the entire airline industry. So then a few days later, John Barnett is found dead and they're calling it a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So here's an article I found about his actual death and some facts that present themselves that are very eerie. And when we're looking into this type of thing, this is not new. Again, many people who speak out against these billion-dollar industries are literally killed the next day, the next week, the next year. This is something that has been going on for a very long time, and I want to explain why a subject like this is so important. Now, the article is as follows. Police in Charleston, South Carolina are investigating the death of John Barnett, the former Boeing quality control manager who became a whistleblower when he went public with his concerns about serious safety issues in the company's commercial airplanes. Barnett's body was found in a vehicle in his Holiday Inn parking lot in Charleston on Saturday, police said. Again, one day earlier, so not even a few days earlier, one day earlier, he testified in a deposition related to the string of problems he says he identified at Boeing's plant, where he once helped inspect the 787 Dreamliner aircrafts before delivery to customers. Again, Barnett was in the middle of giving this deposition testimony in his whistleblower retaliation case against Boeing when he died. He was in very good spirits, someone said, and really looking forward to putting this phase of his life behind him and moving on. Now, there are also various reports from his family testifying, not testifying, but speaking in public and stating that he was in good spirits. There are even reports that somebody in his family leaked information that he basically said, "I will never kill myself. If anything happens to me, you know what happened." So again, we have one of these cases where he was bringing light to something that people were trying to keep in the dark. We see this type of stuff all the time, whether it's speaking against the child abuse in the entertainment industry, speaking against Hollywood, speaking against prominent politicians. These people are dropping left and right. It is just so black and white. It is just so obvious. Obviously, John Barnett hit a nerve with Boeing and the airline industry in general. Like I said, the airline industry is so popular and brings in an annual revenue I can't even begin to imagine. But let me look it up. So commercial aviation is a critical economic engine and helps drive more than 10 million American jobs for one. It also drives 5% of the U.S. GDP, aka the economy, the equivalent of $1.37 trillion in 2023. Every day, U.S. airlines operate more than 26,000 flights carrying 2.6 million passengers to and from nearly 80 countries and 61,000 tons of cargo to or from more than 220 countries. So again, this is an industry that it is rated as a 1.137 or whatever the number was, trillion-dollar industry. And unfortunately, when we talk about some of these companies ignoring safety standards and putting these planes, jets, whatever together, and they don't want this information to come out, but me or you may fly on a flight and something could happen to us. I recently just took a flight and thank God I didn't know about all this Boeing safety issues beforehand because I would have been freaking out about it. I was already freaking out about the flight, but the fear here from Boeing and companies in the airline industry is that people like you and me will hear some of these safety things going on and think twice about flying. Well, why would we fly to Florida? We could just drive. Maybe more people would drive, and this would in turn hurt the aviation industry. So this could not be allowed to continue happening. And in this case, John Barnett was silenced. I will not back down from this. This is somebody who was clearly killed. Obviously, Boeing and the aviation industry have something to do with it. Again, I will not back down from it. People need to hear this information because not enough people actually know this stuff is going on. And even most of the people who know this type of stuff is going on, it's like we stand on the sidelines and we don't really speak about it. I urge you to get this information out there because the fact of the matter is that could have been you or me speaking up against Boeing. If I was working for Boeing and saw that these safety standards were not being upheld, I would speak out because millions of people's lives would be in danger based on these oversights in the safety procedures process. And then let's say I spoke out and did the right thing like John Barnett was doing, I would be dead. It could be me or you or any normal person. He was just doing the right thing, putting his two cents in and trying to spread some of this information. Maybe he was hoping that Boeing would respond in a positive way and uphold more of these safety standards and start more of a safety procedure than they had in place before. But instead, he winds up dead. And South Carolina police, to call this a self-inflicted gunshot wound, they got their heads so far up their ass, I can't even believe it. This is literally just black and white and so obvious. So do yourself a favor. Keep looking into this. Keep spreading the information as I'm doing right now. More people need to hear about this because the fact of the matter is if millions of people stood up and protested and spoke up about this, we could really have a real investigation into this man's death. Instead, as of right now, with just people on TikTok talking about it and kind of whispering about it, everybody's scared to ruffle feathers. And realistically, these companies like Boeing, the aviation industry, politics, entertainment, etc., they literally are getting away with murder. And I'm not saying that as a phrase or a way to speak. No, they are literally, quite literally, getting away with murder. You'll have to excuse me for being so passionate about this, but at the end of the day, this is why I got into doing the podcast, doing the TikTok, etc. What happens in the dark must come to light, and this is one of those things that is so black and white, so obvious, that I refuse to believe anything else. This man was killed, and more people need to be speaking about it. Now, I have seen some mainstream media, news websites, etc., picking up the story and saying how the death is very odd, but nobody's just pointing out the obvious that this was a cold-blooded murder. But before I get too deep in the weeds, I want to talk about Ryan Garcia and that entire saga. Now, for those of us who don't know, Ryan Garcia is a very talented young boxer. He's most famously faced Gervonta Davis recently. That was like the big marquee matchup, and he has a fight that he's promoting coming up soon. But in the past couple weeks, something has changed about Ryan Garcia's behavior. The first thing that I came across that really blew my mind and some of the so-called truth he's talking about, he's talking about Bohemian Grove. So he was actually on Andrew Tate's, it's like a live podcast on X or something. I think it's called like X Spaces or something. I really don't understand Twitter podcasts, although I should probably understand it. I really don't. So nonetheless, he was on Andrew Tate's podcast on Twitter, and he quite literally had a mental breakdown. Now, many people have scoffed at me for saying he had a mental breakdown and said, oh, he's just exposing the truth. Realize that two things can be true at once. The man might have had a mental breakdown where he exposed some of the truth and the sick stuff he's been through. So let's hear a clip that basically sums up the entirety of that interview and some of the things that Ryan Garcia said that got my and millions of other people's attention. Let's play the clip.
All right, talk to us.
Oh, I don't give a f***, bro. They held me down. They made me watch little kids get f***ed. I don't give a f*** anymore.
Bro, they f***ing took me to the f***ing woods, bro, and they f***ing... I'm not f***ing joking, bro. I have f***ing proof, bro. I don't give a f***. Bro, I f***ing will show you every f***ing video you could ever believe. Bohemian Bro is real. They tied me down and they made me watch, dog. I absolutely don't give a anymore. Yes, I lost it. They're little kids.
You know the path you're going down is dangerous, my friend.
I don't give a. I don't give a. They can't touch me. I'm a god.
So please excuse that TikTok edit of that actual clip. It's actually been harder for me to find the actual clip without music behind it, and that's the reason I had to play that one. Nonetheless, excuse the TikTok sound, but let's talk about the content, what Ryan Garcia is actually saying here. He's breaking down and saying that he was brought to Bohemian Grove and made to watch in some of these child rituals. Now, like we've looked into with the Podesta brothers, who are certainly considered in the pocket of what you would call elites, these people are into some very weird stuff. Bohemian Grove is a place where hundreds of politicians and elites gather every single year. The top was blown off this entire theory, which became fact, when Alex Jones snuck in there and took a video of Bohemian Grove. He took a video of hundreds of people standing around an owl, which symbolizes some type of god or goddess, keep in mind, and burning it down. And this is something that they do every single year. Some of the most high-profile people in the world attend this ceremony, literally in the woods, chanting to weird music, watching an owl burn. These are the people that are making billion-dollar investments in certain parts of the world. These are the people who are quite literally running the world. Many ex-presidents, maybe when they were presidents too, have actually been to Bohemian Grove. So it is known that Bohemian Grove does exist. So nonetheless, we have Ryan Garcia breaking down and admitting that he was brought to Bohemian Grove to witness some of these child rituals. Now, towards the end of that clip and throughout him spewing this information, you hear Andrew Tate multiple times basically warn Ryan Garcia and say, do you know what you're getting into here? These people are very powerful. I don't want to see you get hurt. So obviously he's hitting a nerve and he's talking about things that actually happen. Now, people wonder, was he actually brought there? Is this just some type of weird mental breakdown? At the end of the day, Ryan Garcia, especially throughout the Gervonta Davis feud, was catapulted into stardom. He became a household name almost overnight in boxing, and he's getting millions of dollars to do what he loves. Now, with this type of economic gain, certainly comes some level of ritualistic happenings. It seems like a lot of these Hollywood stars or boxers, entertainment, politics, etc., they go into it with the right ideas and they're good people, but they are broken down by the industry. Now, is it possible that Ryan Garcia is just having a mental breakdown and spewing complete nonsense? I guess that's possible, but what does he have to gain by doing this? He has literally nothing to gain. He is somebody that has more to gain by just to be quiet, box, promote your fight, etc. But instead, he's going out on a limb and claiming that he's been to Bohemian Grove, witnessed some of these child rituals, and he's breaking down about it. He's clearly upset. He seems affected by something. Is it possible that these events led him to have some type of PTSD and he's cracking? Of course, that's entirely possible, but it doesn't end there. He's gone on to do many lives claiming some of the same type of things. We're going to play a couple clips from those and go from there. And then we're going to talk about a very weird video that came out from him regarding him in this whole situation that I also was shocked by. And certainly it opened my eyes to a few different possibilities as well. Let's play another clip of one of his lives. And again, he's speaking in the same notion about some of these ritualistic things that are happening.
Not mine. Okay. So with that being said, I'm not doing this for clout. I'm not doing this for anything. This does nothing for my fight. This is just me trying to give the facts and the truth of what I've seen throughout the years. And during this point and this time, there's a lot of eyes on me, and I'm bringing awareness for the kids, the little kids that are hurting. I know you guys seen that video. I'm not even going to say the name, but you know what I'm talking about. It starts with a J. And I'm trying to be as calm as I can. Trust me, I'm trying to be as calm as I can, and I'm trying to be as safe as I can, but there will be a time. My why, last fight, was for my son, Henry. I wanted to fight for him, and that's what I give the fight to. This time, it's for the children around the world. I'm going to give you guys some facts, since some people want some facts. Three fast facts, and I got a paper here, because everybody likes facts. They want papers, right? Everybody wants the proof? Okay. Well, let's go into... This is surface-level proof. This is common knowledge if you're really paying attention. Okay. The first fact, with human trafficking, including sex trafficking, the global industry of human trafficking, including child sex trafficking, is estimated to be worth $150 billion annually.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
$150 billion annually.
So, wow, to just take in that video and what he's speaking about and know that it's an absolute fact is definitely jarring and definitely eye-opening. This is more of his mission, as he exclaims multiple times on this live. And he talks about human trafficking, child trafficking specifically, and some of these dark places like Bohemian Grove, Epstein Island, places like North Fox Island, places that we've talked about multiple times on the Between the Lies podcast. We even did an episode dedicated to human trafficking awareness, which I'm proud to say is my most popular episode to date. So obviously many people want to spread this and get the word out. Let's digress a little bit from Ryan Garcia and just talk in general. What he's saying, what he's reading off that paper is an absolute fact. Do you know that more than 200,000 children have gone missing just at the border in these past couple years? They're actually shipped off to families that aren't their real families, and some of them don't even have names at that point. They're just assigned to people and traffickers, and they're made to engage in these human trafficking organizations. And then we wonder, why exactly is this border open? There's two reasons why this border's open in my mind. One, it's to rig an election. And again, as always, I tell you guys, I'm not into politics. I think it's all complete bullshit. But nonetheless, more people can come in. More people can vote by absentee ballot and basically fudge an election. I believe that to be a small part of it. But in the bigger scheme of things, there are drugs that are now easier to come by, and it's easier to get drugs into this country because of this open border. That's one. And we know for a fact that the CIA itself has been involved in drug peddling for years and allowing some of these drugs to come in our country. So we talk about the fight against fentanyl and all that stuff, but what to do if your own government is allowing it. And second, it basically executes this big game plan for human, especially child trafficking that's happening. When you're opening these borders, you're opening the door for some of these sickos to literally sell their children at times. Some of these poor countries, families are selling their children, bringing them across the border, and literally, they're never seen again. Now, I literally have proof of this. Go back and listen to the human trafficking episode where I list 100 facts about exactly what's going on and why this is happening. So I want to commend Ryan Garcia. No matter what the case may be, he is absolutely speaking fact. He is absolutely bringing millions of people's eyes to these sick facts that we're dealing with. And until everybody wakes up and realizes what's going on, nothing can be done. So he is fighting the good fight, at least in that way, the same way that I believe I am. So I commend him first and foremost for that. Now, in the middle of all these claims that I will remind you are still going on, Ryan Garcia is currently posting this stuff on his TikTok. He's gone live multiple times, talked about the fact that children are being abused, and he just wants to bring this to light. You know, he's praised Jesus multiple times and remained very religious throughout and made it seem like he's doing it for all the right reasons. But I would say about a week ago or so, a video came out that was extremely disturbing. Now, in the video, Ryan Garcia can be seen with a crown of thorns around his head. And keep in mind that this video was released by TMZ Sports. He can be seen with a crown of thorns around his head, which is something he's worn two fights before. But nonetheless, to wear a crown of thorns, in my mind and in most people's mind, is mocking Jesus. You're not supposed to do anything that puts you on the same level as God or Jesus or the thing or deity, whatever you worship. So for him to be wearing this in general ever, I feel is wrong and is sacrilegious. But nonetheless, He's sitting on a couch and he's professing that I will never talk about anything besides boxing again. But to really hit home with this, I want you guys to hear the actual video because it sticks out to me. It is extremely shocking, to say the least.
Here to announce my return back to Instagram. Now, over these past couple days, you guys have seen some pretty intense things. I understand what they are and I don't understand what they look like. But I'm coming back to announce I'm not going to speak on any other topic other than boxing, sports, and my fight. That's the only thing I'm going to be talking about. And I'm training for this fight. I want everybody to know this fight's still on. 420, 5 weeks of super focus. I have PBD helping me in this camp and many other warriors. So I thank you guys for the support, and I'll see you guys on 420.
Wow. So I encourage you guys on your own time after the podcast, or pause the podcast and go watch this. Watch this with your own eyes. You will see that Ryan Garcia kind of seems aloof in the video, kind of like disoriented, kind of like lights are on but nobody's home sort of vibe. And obviously, clearly, he's not taking away from the things he said in the past, but he's making it clear, I will not be talking about the children anymore. I will not be talking about the conspiracies anymore. He doesn't say that, but nonetheless was referring to that. I will not be talking about any of that. I will be talking about boxing and sports, and that is my role, and I will continue to play that role. Also, most of the lives that we've seen Ryan Garcia go on, it kind of seems like you or me would go live. He puts his phone on a stand and just goes. It's not somebody actually behind the camera filming. I found it peculiar that this video was put out by TMZ Sports, which we know is part of an agenda, you know what I mean? So they're part of Hollywood. They're not exactly the most trustworthy source in general, but nonetheless, it was put out by TMZ Sports, and you can clearly tell that somebody's behind the camera. So that would differ from most of Ryan Garcia's videos. Again, most of the live videos he's done, he may have other people in the room, but there's never anybody behind the camera. It's almost like he was maybe forced to say this. Is it possible that he was made to walk back, not the claims, but to tell people, hey man, I'm getting on the right track, I don't want to talk about this stuff anymore. But this is where it gets even more weird. Since that very day, which I believe that video came out like a week ago or so, he has still been doing these lives, whether that be TikTok or Instagram. I'm sure Instagram, etc., has removed him, but TikTok is a safe haven for these types of theories. Another reason that the government wants to ban TikTok. The things that I talk about on TikTok, I'm afraid would be deleted from other platforms. I've even had times where I went to post a Ryan Garcia video on TikTok in the past week or so, and it got deleted because of certain things that he was saying. But again, he's just, in my mind, I guess, speaking his truth, apparently. But nonetheless, these things are being heavily restricted on other platforms. So he's been going live on TikTok, etc., and he's posting that he wants to save the children, and that's the platform he's running on, at least in terms of this next fight on April 20th. Now, he is still going on about this. In fact, just recently he posted a TikTok. I'm going to pull it up right now. It states it was 4 hours ago, and it's March 20th right now. So, going live tonight, would love to see you. I'm excited for that reason. See whoever comes to join. Going live with some of you and answering any question. I don't care what you ask. Now, that was 4 hours ago, and he still hasn't gone live. Many people are commenting saying, is it possible he's dead or was killed? I guess we'll find out once we hear this podcast. You know, you'll find out in the coming days. Hopefully nothing has happened to him. But nonetheless, it is very odd that in the middle of exposing all this stuff, he makes a video wearing a crown of thorns stating he will not be talking about this stuff anymore. But then he continues to talk about it. So this opens the door to some of the theories and what I think might actually be going on with Ryan Garcia. So let's get to some of the theories, some of the stuff circulating on the internet, and we'll just go over them because honestly, that's always the best part. So many people on the internet have hypothesized that it's possible that Ryan Garcia is suffering from CTE, and that's the reason he's making all of these outlandish claims. So they're also saying that he's never been to Bohemian Grove, and that's all rubbish, as they would say in the UK. But looking at Ryan Garcia, he's a younger boxer. He hasn't been in too many actual fights. So to say that he has CTE, I believe, is extremely dismissive, for one. And two, I think it's just people's way of trying to avoid the things he's talking about. I don't think that this is just somebody who's suffering from brain damage and is making all of this stuff up. It doesn't seem to be that to me, at least in my opinion. Number two, many people on the internet have hypothesized that maybe Ryan Garcia is just making all this stuff up and he's just using it as a way to get attention before his fight coming up on April 20th, which we all know about because of the things he's been speaking out about. Again, this is not a theory that I personally subscribe to, but nonetheless, many people on the internet believe this. But I retort with this simple statement. Ryan Garcia has much more to lose by speaking out against the powers that be, things like Bohemian Grove, child sacrifice, etc. He has so much more to lose than he has to gain by using this on his very large platform that there really is no reason for him to do this to get attention. If anything, he'd just be making himself available to maybe be the next whistleblower, per se, to get killed. One of the final theories is that Ryan Garcia is telling the absolute truth about visiting Bohemian Grove, whether that be as a child or adult, because I've seen interviews where he kind of contradicts himself a little bit on that matter, but nonetheless, he's telling the truth, he's speaking from the heart, and he's actually doing this because he cares about saving the children. And personally, I'd like to believe this theory more so than the other ones, obviously. I want to believe that somebody's putting themselves at the forefront of entertainment and media and trying to represent these children that are literally disposed of like they're nothing, and they truly don't have a voice. So I truly hope that that's what's going on, but that brings me to the final theory, which unfortunately is kind of where I'm leaning at this point. The final theory is that Ryan Garcia is none other than controlled opposition. Now, we see this a lot within the elites and the entertainment industry, etc. If you have listened to the Cat Williams Epstein list episode that I did recently, I also believe that Cat Williams might be what we call controlled opposition, aka these people are speaking out against the powers that be, but nothing is happening to them. So we see like the Boeing whistleblower, or Andrew Breitbart, somebody I believe was killed over some of the things he was saying, speaking up against the establishment. So how is it that these people like Cat Williams or Alex Jones or more recently, of course, Ryan Garcia are staying alive? Isn't it easy to believe that if they were really speaking up against the industry that they could be disposed of like that within the snap of a finger? So that's my honest thoughts on it. I honestly want to believe that he's doing it for the right reasons, but I just can't. There's a thing called karmic retribution that these evil people in the world, Satanists, etc., believe in. And what that means is if they're putting the sick things that they're doing out in the open for me and you to see and telling us that it's going on, and we do nothing to stop it, they are then absolved of the responsibility of that act, therefore avoiding karma. So my honest thought, my honest theory, and I try to stay away from my personal opinion too much, but I can definitively say that I think if Ryan Garcia was doing this for the right reasons and truly was standing for the right things, I think he would be dead already. This has gone on for weeks. Make no mistake about it, I truly believe that if he was speaking up for the right reasons and truly standing up against the establishment and not controlled opposition, that he would be dead already and this would not have gone on for so long. Is it possible that he's being used as a pawn by the people behind the scenes to, again, reveal a little bit about what's going on and then hold us responsible rather than them, in their own minds at least, facing the karma? Now, again, these are all just theories. I truly don't know what's going on. That's what's fun about some of these topics. We're able to sit here and look back and reflect. We'll talk about Ryan Garcia in the coming weeks. We'll touch on it because this is an ongoing saga. If he ends up dead, I will eat my words, but it kind of seems like he's just revealing this truth to us. Is it possible that he would have lost his big fight that's coming up on April 20th had he actually been speaking up against this stuff for the right reasons? I believe that to be absolutely possible. So there's really so much to it. We just have to watch to see how this saga unfolds and go from there. Lastly, I was going to go on in depth about Trails Carolina and some of the conspiracy into that, but I'm going to save that for another episode. I did do a short TikTok video on it. Again, it's Between the Lies podcast, no spaces, no numbers, all lowercase on TikTok. Go and look into that. Go in the TikTok rabbit hole that is Trails Carolina. You will see thousands of people that have been to this remedial camp for boys and girls who have behavior issues, who feel that they were abused and taken advantage of. And then a 12-year-old boy just winds up dead a day after he was actually brought into this camp. And there were also accusations from 2014 that I believe were just basically straight out ignored. And this all goes into these corrupt organizations in our country that are in charge of taking care of children. We see it with the foster home system, a place like Trails Carolina, etc. And it goes into what Ryan Garcia has been saying. Even if he is controlled opposition, at least he is spreading the word about this and getting the word out about it. More people are talking about saving the children and some of the demonic and sick shit that's going on in the industry directly because of the effect Ryan Garcia is having. So again, for that, I say he's noble, whether he's controlled opposition or not. Again, we will have to see how this all unfolds in the coming weeks. As always, I appreciate you guys listening to my every word on the Between the Lies podcast. I do this podcast because if I can open even one person's eyes to the sick shit that's going on in the world, I'd be happy. Honestly, if I could open one person's eyes just off this podcast alone in the time I'll be doing this for years to come, I would truly be happy. Follow Between the Lies podcast on TikTok if you already haven't. Hopefully you've listened and saw my TikToks and that's how you're listening to the podcast. But nonetheless, as always, I appreciate each and every listener. I appreciate all the feedback I get, whether that be negative, positive, or somewhere in between. I do want to say to my listeners, I have about 50 people who I know listen every single week, every single other week, whenever I'm putting it out. But nonetheless, I appreciate you guys so much. And even if you're listening for the first time, I appreciate you lending me your ears. If you are enjoying the podcast, I ask you to leave a rating on the podcast, whether that be on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and please leave a brief review of what you're enjoying about the podcast. If you leave 5 stars, you will be boosting the algorithm and hopefully getting this type of truth, this type of subject, into hundreds and hundreds of more hands. As always, I appreciate you for listening to the Between the Lies podcast. As always, I'm your fearless host, signing off. Over and out.